Just outside the security fence of Port-au-Prince's International Airport, scores of Haitians watch the 24-hour parade of cargo planes and helicopters. For many, all of the activity is somewhat of a mystery. Blanc Marielle lost two children, her home, and her job as a seamstress. She now sleeps outside with the rest of her family. She says she came to the airport because that's where the foreigners are, and she hoped to get some help. She says she is still waiting to hear their plan. As a crowd gathers to air their grievances to a foreign reporter, they say they don't understand why so many planes have landed at the airport, but so little aid has reached them. Many say the Haitian government is stealing it. Some say the foreigners need better advice for reaching affected people. International aid operations have fanned out into much of the capital, and heavy equipment is now clearing debris downtown. But many people remain in need. Sampan Jr. is a 22-year-old aspiring accountant who worked in a bakery until last week. He lost his mother and his father when their house collapsed.
I just want to work with an American so I can get some money to eat something.
American soldiers' primary mission remains evacuating the wounded, but they are also patrolling streets and beginning to organize an employment program. On Saturday, soldiers set up a camp to register job seekers' skill sets. Despite almost no publicity, hundreds of people lined up. Before the earthquake, an estimated 70% of Haitians lived on $2 or less per day. Now, with scores of businesses shut down and many more people out of work, some say the relief effort should soon turn to jobs for the unemployed. Eddie Nulcent is a former government worker and current resident of a tent city in the middle-class suburb of Delma. Speaking on a barren hillside where scores of locals are camping near their shattered homes, he says getting people back to work should be a priority.
Many young people would like to work. They don't have no job. They don't create no job for the people. You understand? They do plenty crime in Haiti when you don't work. You don't know, you don't have no work for us. What we could do? Sit down, play card, play domino, and do crime.
The Haitian government has said it must first relocate and register the hundreds of thousands of people now living in temporary shelters before starting a massive jobs program aimed at rebuilding the country. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.